Hey, howdy and happy day. I have questions. I have a lot of questions. How does a 20-year-old nerdy-looking kid get stuff? How does he get a drone? And how does he get a rangefinder? And how does he get a truck or a van? And how does he get explosive? And how does he buy bullets? And how does he do a lot of the things that he did? And how is it that a 20-year-old nerdy guy, again, has three encrypted bank accounts overseas? Who does that? Who can do that? 20-year-olds that I know, they can't even afford to put gas in a car, and most of them don't even have a car. And if they do, they can't pay insurance. This guy, I mean, he bought stuff. Wow. I mean, how did that happen? I've watched the Senate with the senators going after the people, the people within the Secret Service. And the one woman, of course, resigned after it was a rough interview, and she deserved every second of it. And I've seen men being interviewed now since. Senator John Kennedy really did a job. And this other young fella, he's impressive. Senator, I think it's Harley. He went all over another guy, and they admitted it. They said, we messed up. And it's no secret that the Secret Service did a bad job, did a very, very bad job. How can that be? How do you do that? And not only that, they get paid. It's a salary thing, don't you know? They get big money. I'm guessing, I don't know what they make, but I know it ain't peanuts. And they did it poorly. I mean, it could have ended a whole bunch differently. We get that. It was kind of a happy ending for the one guy, but and people are making light of this whole thing. But what they're forgetting is a man died. A man was killed. Two other men were seriously injured. And some Democrats recently said, his ear, I don't think it was a bullet. Come on, there's dead people here. It's quite a story. Anyway, it goes on and on. Now, let's jump over to Canada. Canada doesn't matter what country you're in when you're watching this show. but I think you got to think about, will this come to a country near me, or is it here already? It's kind of global. The Canadian people have spent more money on taxes now than they do on basic amenities like groceries, clothing, shelter. More on taxes, okay? Taxes remain the largest household expense for families in Canada. If you had an income, this is probably in most cases a double income, man and woman, in a house, and that income of $109,000, if you had that, you pay $47,000 in taxes. 47. Okay, so that's 43% of your income on taxes. So 43%, that sounds horrible, and how dare they? But hey, you got to walk this through all of the lines, okay? It ain't 43, it's more like 83. Because when you leave your house with that money that you have left, when you leave the house and you go put gas in your car and you go buy groceries at your grocery store, there's taxes on that as well. So at the end of the day, when you go home, you're paying for all of these items with tax-free money. And it works out to put 83% of everything you make goes to a government who doesn't care about you. They don't care about you. I mean, wow. All they do is spend trillions of dollars. Trillions on bilingualism and all kinds of other failed policies, and they give money to other countries so for abortions and transgenderism. There's a long list of crazy, and the Canadian people are just getting hammered. I always marvel at a socialist mindset. It's amazing to me. It must be a toy up there all by itself or something, because they look at their paycheck and they go and vote for these clowns again, and it's them that are doing it to you. They've taken away all of your rights and they're charging you for it, right? I'm going to beat you up and you have to give me money. How do you like that? Not so much, not so good. And again, it's not just Canada, it's every country in the world they're doing that. People, what are you going to do? Push back? Hey. Speaking of pushback, let me talk about this boxer person. I spoke of it here recently in a show, and how the woman walked out of the boxing match and people are saying, how dare you, having done that? And, you know, it was a man. Now he identifies as a woman. And, you know, how's this going to be fixed? Hopefully, next president has said, I'm going to ban that in sports. And men, if you're born a man, you can't play women's sports. Okay, I'm on side with that, but I got a better solution. I'm always looking for a solution for the problem, because there's a lot of problems from the left, don't you know? And the solution is, women, it's up to you. It's your fault. It's your fault, women. You let this happen. You need to get together. It's called people power. If you're playing basketball in a woman's league and a man comes in, he's 6'9" and he's now identified as a woman, you all need to leave the court. You all need to stop and go away. Instead,
everyone argues and talks, and people like me. And you guys, your girls, need to do this on your own. Walk out. Don't allow it to happen. Maybe there should be a sport just for transgenders. That'd be good. A basketball game for transgenders. And then it's up to the audience whether or not they want to watch, or potential audience, I guess. Whatever. I think you get it. I mean, people power kind of do stuff. Now, in Canada, they have this bail reform. Canada, again, just an example. The UK, America, they all have this because the left says, you know, no bail for these people, let them out. So this bail reform in Canada, as an example, again, it hasn't worked very well. Repeat offenders. What do? It's rinse and repeat. They keep repeating all of the time. Why? Because they like it. It's their business. So you need to put them out of business if you want to be in business in your own world, and because they affect your world. You know, police chase the same criminal mostly all of the time, primarily because of the bail system. In Vancouver, Canada, 40 offenders, you got that? 40 are responsible for 6,385 negative police reports in 1 year. In Kelowna, British Columbia, 15 offenders were responsible for 1,039 negative police contacts. And in Nanaimo, British Columbia, 12, that's an even dozen, 12 offenders accounted for 1,318 negative police contacts. Catch and release is like you're fishing. Catch and release, how bad is that? Dum, 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 dum. I got a last thing here today, Greenland. It just sounds nice. It brings up a big picture, doesn't it? Greenland. Not so green, but in any event, here's the history with Greenland. It was founded 4,500 years ago from people apparently from Canada that wandered over there. And then 1,000 or so years ago, people from Vikings from Norway wandered over there. And I think I got Viking in me. I got Canadian in me. I want Greenland. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.